everyone, and welcome back to Just For A Podcast, a High School Musical to Musical a series podcast hosted by me, Ivy.
And me, Lauren.
What do you have going on this week?
I am working all week, but I'm taking 9 hours to go down to LA to see my true fave of One Direction, Mr. Niall Horan. You would think I'm a Harry, but I'm not.
It's like that that TikTok I sent you with the cucumber with a lemon slice. Cucumber with a lime slice. It's like, who's your favorite?
He is my number one. Harry.
Who's your favorite? Niall.
It's like you think I'm crazy for Harry. You don't even know if you haven't seen me before.
I basically have just been dying some more at the gym.
I need to get back.
I hate it so much. I went back today, was not a fan, as per usual. Just back on my Degrassi shit. I have convinced myself I'm actually going to finish it this time. Like, I'm in it. I'm almost done, honestly.
How much left? It's been a while.
A season and a half left. But the last season is like a half season.
Oh my gosh, you're almost done.
It's like a One Tree Hill kind of situation.
Yeah. Oh, One Tree Hill.
Watched the really sad storyline last week, was not a fan, cried a lot, but we made it through, we're okay. I still hate Becky on this show. I don't know how people, I don't like when shows have to give characters redemption arcs. Like, sometimes people just suck.
Yes, sometimes the redemption arc is earned, and sometimes it's not.
She's like so homophobic and annoying, and I can't stand her. And then they're like, oh, well, she changed and dated this like trans boy and stuff. And I'm like, that doesn't mean I like her.
I literally have no idea who you're talking about.
She doesn't come in until like season 11, 12, I think.
I did not get that far.
She comes in and Eli is making Romeo and Juliet, Romeo and Jules, and it's about two boys. And she's throwing a fit because she's like, I can't help with a play that's supporting this lifestyle. And like throwing a fit and protesting outside of the auditorium and literally just being absurd. Yeah. So I'm like, you can give her a redemption arc all you want. That doesn't mean I like her, because I don't.
I'm trying to think what else has been happening. Rihanna.
Rihanna concert
yesterday.
Rihanna. Tim Tam wished you a Haps B-Day.
He did. I was shook.
No, me too, when I got the notification.
I was like, me? You know that meme that's like, me?
I was about to text as soon as you did about it. I've literally just been watching that edit of Oren on repeat, the boyfriend material one that I texted you.
I cannot wait to record that episode.
No, it's gonna be so much fun. I don't even know what we're gonna talk about, but it's gonna be so much fun.
No, remind me to do like a Q&A from everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or more like the Q part.
So what are we talking about this week?
We are on episode 6 of Wednesday, Quid Pro Quo. It used to be so hard for me to say Quid Pro Quo when I was in school.
Used to be?
I really have to think. You saw me think.
Lauren was buffering for a second there, trying to get that out.
Remember my thinking face? That's like, that was in that photo of you and Michael.
When I go like, the tongue out.
The tongue out. That's my thinking face. That's my buffering face.
There's like three pictures before I even met you where you're in the background.
Listen, I'd be thinking thoughts, Ivy.
Oh my God, Alondra and I were going through deep dive of our Instagram following the other day and just unfollowing a bunch of people because honestly, why was I still following? Like, I was still following so many people from high school that there was absolutely no reason for me to be following them. So I unfollowed a bunch and I had it set in order from like earliest to latest of what order I followed people. And I could tell when I met you because it was you and like Lisa and then like everybody in a line.
That's so funny. I need to do that soon.
Oh, I went on a big purge. I literally think I unfollowed like 300 people.
Wow, that's significant.
Yes, it is. But there was no reason for me to be following the majority of them. So, and there were some people that were still following me that I was like, oh, wow, you're still following me? Like, you still care?
TikTok famous.
Oh, my God. Anyway, a synopsis of this episode. Wednesday's friends throw her a surprise birthday party. They mean well, but she'd much rather mark the miserable occasion by solving the murders.
I thought it was funny how, God, something is in my eye, so ignore me rubbing it. I thought this was funny how this was a surprise birthday party episode, and I just had one.
I know, I thought it was funny when I was taking my notes the other night. I was like, how fitting that this aligns right with Lauren's birthday.
Have you ever, you know how it opens with the seance? Have you ever, like, done one of those or done, like, a Ouija board?
I'm trying to think if I was ever at, like, a birthday party or something where somebody did a Ouija board. I don't think so. I don't think so either.
We were going to do a board in our high school theater. Because we were sure that, like, I'm still sure that it's haunted, but we never ended up doing it. I've always wanted to, though.
Who would you contact?
No one. I would make someone else contact someone they knew, and I would just be there for the ride.
I always feel like anytime I think of a seance, I think of Now and Then, where they're like, who should we call? And then they're like, Marilyn Monroe. And they go, she didn't cooperate last time.
Yeah, I don't want to contact anyone I know.
I'm like, yeah, because y'all want to let that girl rest in peace. Leave her alone.
Yeah. Leave her be.
Leave Marilyn out of this. So, yeah, we start with Wednesday trying to contact Goody. And, ew, when Enid says she has a steak tartare candle. No.
No.
That makes me think of,
I do like, I like steak tartare, but I don't want in a candle.
That makes me think of the Bean Boozled Jelly Belly. Like, there were always, like, the really bad ones.
I will never, ever do that. Like, why would I subject myself to eating...
Have you
like,
done it?
Isn't did there,
you
like, do a it? Vomit like, one?
Yeah. Did you do it when you were younger at all? Like, ever?
Yeah.
I did it. Yeah, I did it when I was in, I would say, like, middle school or something. And I got
There's a rotten egg, too, isn't there?
I think I got the vomit. No, I got booger. Oh, and it was the nastiest thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. I was like, uh-uh. No.
I will never.
The Tutti Frutti one was good. That one's the... Tutti Frutti is the one that's opposite of the vomit one. Because there's always, like, the good one and the bad one.
The good
one.
And the bad. Yeah.
I think I got...
One of them grass.
Yeah, I think I got dryer sheet, if I remember correctly.
There's that a was dryer also, sheet one?
Yeah. There was one that was, like, toothpaste. But I can't remember if toothpaste was, like...
I think I've had toothpaste. It's supposed to be, like, the bad one, but it's not as bad as, like...
It just tastes like toothpaste.
Vomit.
No. Yeah. No, I got dryer sheet. And...
Did it taste like a dryer sheet?
I don't recall. I just know I was not having a good time. I was not having a good time. I know a girl that I did it with. I remember her getting dog food.
Ew.
Do you want to... Did you do the, like, Bean Boozled ones, or did you do the Harry Potter, like, Birdie Bots ones?
I did the Birdie Bots ones.
The Birdie Bots ones? I did the, like, Jelly Belly ones.
And okay, that's probably why I was like, I've never seen Dryer Sheet.
Yeah, it was a white one. I don't remember what the, like, good one was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But Dryer Sheet was not appealing. But the steak tartare candle sounds absolutely not good at all.
No. I'm already, like, sensitive with scents, so that would just send me over the edge.
Oh, yeah, no. No, no, no. So, Wednesday gets a note underneath her door that says to meet at Crackstone's Crypt in, like, serial killer letters. Like, collage letter. Did you have a lot of, like, magazine collages as a kid? Did you make them a lot? Oh, I made so many.
Totally. I had so many.
Did you get the...
That was, like, the thing to put in your binder. Like, the front of your binder.
Did you get the, like, I don't know how to describe these. It was, like, a mini Disney, like, primarily Disney Channel magazine. It was, like, a small one. And there would be, like, pictures of, like, Cole and Dylan on the front and, like facts about the Disney Channel shows. But it was, like, an actual Disney magazine. I don't think it was, like a off-brand one.
I feel like I know what you're talking... Do you remember what it was called?
No. Hold on. Let me look up.
I remember having mini magazines, though.
Small Disney Channel... magazine. I have this in my brain, and I know I would get them, like, on a monthly basis, and they would just have, like, random facts about, like, the DCOMs that were coming out, or, like, oh, like,
I think I, like, know what you're
Raven
talking about.
Simone's favorite color is green, blah, blah, blah. Just, like, like, kind of stuff you would see in, like, Tiger Beat or, like, J14, but it was, like, a small...
Solely Disney.
A small, like, particular Disney magazine, and I can, like, literally feel and picture, like, the material of it, because it wasn't, like, normal magazine material either. It was kind of newspapery, but a little thicker than that. And it's genuinely annoying me that I don't
know. I'm like 75% sure in my head that I know what you're talking about.
Small Disney magazine, I'll say 2007.
Small.
Oh, found it!
What's it called?
Disney Adventures.
Show me.
So, like, here's one with Corbin Blue on the front.
Oh, yes. I know, like, exactly.
A,
yep.
Like a Miley one.
Because they definitely were, like, got those two.
They weren't, the way I literally just assumed 2007, I was like, this feels around the time this happened. no, I knew I wasn't going crazy. Whoa.
I feel like I subscribed to that at, like, the book fair.
This one has a Harry Potter on the front of it.
I thought you were about to say Harry Styles. Let me see.
Like, oh, I lost it because I Googled just the name of Disney Adventures. Oh, I know I had this one with, like, I don't even know what brought this into my head. But, oh, the High School Musical one. Also, I know I have that.
Well, look, and Cars on the Top. That is literally made for us.
Absolutely. Wow, that's just, like, a blast from the past, thinking about these.
Yeah.
Because I would literally... It was, like, because when you're a kid, you don't get, like, monthly... You don't get mail. Like,
no.
Like, there's nothing for you to get, like, excited about. So I would look forward to those. The American Girl doll booklets, because I couldn't buy any American Girl dolls because they were too expensive.
I lived for those.
I loved scrolling through those, seeing them in their little, like, scenery and stuff, and, like, all the different things you could buy. Like, oh, you like what the doll's wearing, but you can also buy the horse stable in the back for $85. You can buy the...
Now it was way more than 85.
You can buy the hospital bed and the doctor's outfit. Like, it was so cool flipping through those. And then they would tell you, like, which American Girl doll was which. And then there would always be, like, a new one that they would have, like, a little bio about. And then we also got little Disney Monthly, like, books. It was, like, just, like, really small books. Like, I remember specifically having one on the 101 Dalmatians sequel. I remember having a book on it that, for like, that? Got sent to us. Yeah.
I wish they still did stuff like that for kids.
I wish they still did fun stuff like that. I feel like probably maybe not.
Not, yeah.
I feel like everything's just online. Yeah. Which, like, sucks, because it was so exciting to look forward to that kind of stuff.
I just found a pimple, and I need to get rid of this.
Stop, because my face is...
Wait, do we have a matching one? We do.
My face is breaking out right now, and it's not it. Not feeling it. So they show up at Crackstone's Crypt, which is massive, by the way. Why is it so big?
That's a large crypt. For the parties.
So Wednesday is looking around, and turns out it's a surprise birthday party. Everybody's there. Xavier, Enid, Ajax, that other siren.
Thing
girl
has a little hat.
Name I can't remember. Thing has a little birthday hat on it. It's so cute. I'm going to make that my Twitter profile picture on my birthday.
Her Thing reaction with the birthday hat. To the surprise confirmed that I'm Wednesday, because that was me. Like, I had a feeling something was happening, but I just, like, cannot fake being happy. Like, I don't like surprises. Very nice.
They have a little birthday cake with the Grim Reaper on it that Xavier made.
With a pink balloon.
Holding a little pink balloon that Enid put on it. But all while everything is going on with this party, Wednesday sees a phrase in Latin on the wall of the crypt that says, "Fire will rain when I rise," which is what was burned on the lawn at Nevermore. And so she touches it, she gets a vision, and Goody shows her a gate that she has to find to get answers for things. Wednesday gets a taxidermy kit from her parents for her birthday.
Y'all know how we feel about taxidermy.
The most we had to do in school in terms of, like, anything related to dead animals. I mean, obviously we had, like, frog dissections.
Oh, I was like, you dissected a squirrel?
No, a squirrel was on my mind because of the show, which is, like, because it's what came in the
taxidermy. Yeah, we did frogs, too.
Because we had, like, frogs, but in fourth grade we had owl pellets. And that was...
Oh, we had that too.
Nasty. Nastiness.
I wish my mom let me stay home that day.
I don't like birds, and I don't like what came out of them either. So I...
I think when we did the frog... Was frog high school? I think it was, right?
I think so. Like, high school biology or something.
Yeah. I definitely made my partner do it all. I will not lie.
Oh, yeah. I did bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
I was the one that would, like, identify the things once they, like yeah, moved like, stuff out
would,
of the way.
I was
like, oh, that's the this. But I'm not going to be moving it around.
I'm not going to be cutting.
No. And Enid gives Wednesday a snood. Is that a real term?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like the thneed from the Lorax. Thneed.
Yeah, it's essentially
it kind of looked like it too, honestly.
Yeah.
Lucas Walker has to do his community service at Nevermore, which, like, okay, did the other kids not get community service?
I guess not. I guess he was the leader, so maybe, or maybe they had community service somewhere else, because didn't the mayor specifically want him?
Yeah. So we find out a little bit more about Bianca's mom's, like, Morning Song is a self-help app that they're pretty much, like, sirening people. They went digital. They're, like, sirening people to sign up just to get money out of them, essentially.
I mean, it's, you know that thing going around TikTok, like, what would it take for you to join a cult? And people say things like, just like a Comfort Colors tee. It's like, just a bracelet.
just this little cute bracelet. This little swanky yellow bracelet.
That's
I love it. I love it when Bianca refers to her mom as the ghost of bitchiness future.
I love that too. And then I wrote down flirting? ?
Kinda, yeah. We also see little hints of Wednesday's birthday parties as a kid, and they have, pin the body part on the dismembered body instead of pin the tail on the donkey.
I mean, checks out for her. The pinata got me.
The pinata full of tarantulas.
Ugh. Let's move on.
Anytime I think of tarantulas, I think of that America's Next Top Model shoot that was one of the really famous images was her, like, with her hand, and, like, the tarantula was, like, on her, like, hand in her face. Every single time I see a tarantula,
I think of Survivor.
It pops in my head. You think of what?
There's, like, a Survivor episode. There's a Survivor episode, like, really, really OG season that had... I mean, there's probably been multiple times, but there was one where they had to sit in, like, a tub. Ugh, gross.
I've never seen a single episode of Survivor. I was a Fear Factor girly as a kid, though.
Wait, actually, I think it was Fear Factor.
I was gonna say I was, like, Survivor, where they had to sit in a tub. Yeah, no, I watched a lot of Fear Factor growing up.
I had to stop because I'd be fearing.
They tried to bring it back a few years ago, and, like, Ludacris was hosting or something. It just wasn't the same. And I mean, like, Joe Rogan is problematic now. And, like, if a man listens to Joe Rogan, like, run the other way. But at the time, I just thought of Joe Rogan as the host of Fear Factor.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I guess you watch people do that kind of stuff for long enough, you're going to get a little messed up in the head, I guess.
Something will happen to you.
Something's going to not click anymore. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kimbot is at the hospital coming to bring Eugene some flowers because she's been having sessions with his moms. The lights came on at the Gates place, so the mayor... is going to check it out, but we also see that the mayor got Laurel's death certificate brought to him and was checking it out.
That's when I knew.
When you knew what?
That's when I theorized that she is not dead. But I feel like I knew that when they first brought the family up. Like, I just got a little
something.
Oh, when
they were, like, explaining everybody's deaths? Yeah.
Yeah.
We then have the line from Wednesday that I am 100% using as my Instagram caption on my birthday this year, where she says, "Every day is all about me. This one just comes with cake and a bad song."
I like the birthday, yes, happy, never.
That is 100% going to be my Instagram caption on my birthday this year. Mark my words.
Don't forget.
Hopefully not. I probably will. But hopefully not. I'll have to go back and reference this podcast episode. I'll have to re-listen right before my birthday. Tyler is asking her if she's interested on a date, a non-birthday dinner. Wednesday
He's
goes
rejected.
To rejected. Rejected. Yeah, you just got rejected. R-E-J-E-C-T-E-D. Rejected. Oh my god. That episode's such a classic.
I know.
Get back, go back, get back, go back, go get back in the shower. Wednesday goes to Xavier's little shack and asks him if he's seen the gate, which he has. He has a little bit of a better drawing than Wednesday does. Hers wasn't bad, honestly. Yeah. It was better than what I could have done.
No. Especially from memory.
And we find out that the gate is the gate of the Old Gates Mansion. But also in Xavier's little shed, Thing pulls down this curtain and there's a painting of Wednesday playing her cello.
I like his power here where he starts.
Where you see the painting come to life of her playing.
Yeah, play. Yeah.
It's super cool. It's so cool.
It's a great
cool.
painting too.
Bianca and Lucas are bonding, just chit-chatting it up. The mayor is leaving the Gates house and says he might know who's behind everything when he's on the phone with Sheriff. So Wednesday sneaks into his car, which I don't know how. How does he not hear his trunk?
Like, at least
his,
the door closing.
Yeah, his car door closing, his trunk closing. I feel he was not that far from that car.
No. I thought the same thing.
No, I don't know how he did not hear that. The mayor gets to the weather vane, and the sheriff is waiting for him, but an old car hits Mayor Walker in the street. But he's still alive. Barely.
Still Wednesday. Alive, but I'm barely breathing. That song used to be my jam.
Wasn't that used a lot in, like, Grey's Anatomy or something? I don't know. I never watched.
Grey's, yeah. You never
what
watched Grey's? Wait, I think I knew that about you.
In the best part of, I've seen like 3 episodes ever. I saw
that
Derek
used to be
dying.
My like simp song when I had nothing to simp over.
I saw Derek die. I saw.
Spoiler! I'm just kidding.
Everyone knows. Spoiler alert for the episode that happened like 4 years ago.
Even more, I think.
Literally, I don't even know how old I was when that happened, but I know that's the one episode I was in the room when my mom and sister were watching it. Wednesday's off-campus privileges get revoked. I know we talked about Weem's lipstick shade in the last episode. I hate, and this isn't even just on her, this is on anyone, like a 1-inch, half-inch heel. I just think, like, what?
You don't like the kitten heels?
No.
I think I like them because my mom wore them a lot when she did, like, in a lot of her, like, old photo shoots and stuff. So, like, I have that connection to them. But I don't own any, and I don't think I would ever buy any.
I just feel like it looks like you can't decide between a heel or a flat-footed shoe, so they just put the most minimal amount of heel on it as possible.
It looks better when it's, like, a chunky.
Yeah.
Like, 1-inch heel, you know? But then that's not
really
anything.
The way hers was, like, a heel, like, this big around.
Like a stiletto.
And it was, like,
this
high off the ground. It looks like you're trying to get something from the top shelf. Like, just a little bit off the ground.
Just a little bit.
Thornhill comes into Wednesday's room and is talking to her, and she gives Wednesday her copy of Frankenstein. And Wednesday's talking about how she's determined to beat Mary Shelley.
I wrote down, like, I know I've said it before, but Thornhill is sus to me, but I have no idea how or why. But she just gives that off to me.
Wednesday tells Tyler that she'll go on the date, but it's really just to get out of school. I love Wednesday's clock. I don't know what those are called, but, like, the...
Oh, yeah. Her thing, yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
Me neither, but I like it too.
I like the way they look. I also love, I think it's, like, Galileo thermometers or something with, like, the bubbles that, like, float up based on, like, the temperature.
What? I don't know what that is.
Hold on, my aunt had one. I loved them. I think it's called a Galileo thermometer.
And it tells the temperature?
Yeah, like, based on... Yeah, hold on.
Let me say.
So it's, like different ones of the...
Oh,
like,
I've seen... I did not know that told the temperature.
Yeah, like, different ones of the bubbles have, like, different temperatures on them. And, like, based on where it's at in the thermometer, they're, like...
That's pretty cool. I honestly thought that was just for pretty colors.
My aunt had one, and
thanks,
she
Galileo.
Loved it. Thank you, Galileo. So Wednesday also gets Enid to go out with her because Wednesday needs a ticket out. So Enid's like, oh, well, what if I tell them that I'm wolfing out and you have to come chain me up? Which, like, does the school not know that she hasn't wolfed out yet, I guess? No?
They have to know, so.
Yeah.
Maybe she's saying, like, it's her first time wolfing out, so she has to go.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
But Tyler just ends up being the Uber.
I love that we see that Wednesday has, like, a gray and black Rubik's Cube in her room. It's, like, black, gray, and white. It was so cool.
I hate Rubik's Cubes.
Xavier goes to Wednesday's room to talk to her. Obviously, she's not there. So Tyler, Enid, and Wednesday show up at the Gates house, and they find that the car that hit the mayor is in the garage. So that's red flag number one.
Yeah. Should have run from there.
Red flag number two, they have, like, a crackstone shrine in the library of their house, and the candles are still
always
warm.
Always got to be a secret room.
Always a secret room. And honestly, that one wasn't that hard to find because everywhere else in the room was covered in cobwebs except that one little, like, that one button that opened up
the
room.
Do better.
Come on, Laurel. You're being a little obvious here. I mean, at that point, just clean the whole, like, library cobwebs so then it's not obvious where that little room is.
Yeah.
So they're exploring around the rest of the house. Tyler's downstairs. Enid and Wednesday are upstairs. And Enid's like, Wednesday, you're going to want to see this. And they see that Laurel's bed is made and the flowers in the room are alive. So somebody's been in there recently.
This is when I wrote the doctor because they match the flowers she brought. What's his face? Bestie Eugene.
Ooh.
That's what I noticed.
The monster is in the house, so there's a whole lot of chaos going on there. When they go to hide in the dumbwaiter from the monster, every time I see a dumbwaiter in a show or something, I think of the Spiderwick Chronicles.
I do not remember that at all.
I watched that
I definitely
movie.
Watched them. Yeah,
I watched that movie
it,
religiously as a child.
Mm.
I watched it so much. I want to say it was one of... What year did Spiderwick Chronicles come out? I want to say I think it may have been one of the first movies we had on DVD. No, that was 2008. No.
Oh,
oh it's on HBO Max, apparently. I have it on, DVD still. That movie... The cast in that movie is so, like, randomly... Stars, like Seth Rogen in that movie just randomly.
Why do I remember, him in that?
He was
I need to rewatch.
One of the like CGI creatures, like animated creature things.
Oh, okay.
He was like a shapeshifter, like troll creature thing. Because he's the one that so you know how Freddie Highmore had to see through like that little rock with the hole?
Yes.
Seth Rogen was the little character that was like, you have to keep using that rock. You don't have to do that. And he, like, spits in their face. And he's like, oh, troll spit gives you sight or something. So
okay, I like, remember this. Could, yeah.
Yeah. He was that thing.
Okay, Seth Rogen, slay.
But there's a dumbwaiter in Spiderwick Chronicles. And anytime I see a dumbwaiter in anything, that's what I think of. I had a Spiderwick Chronicles McDonald's Happy Meal toy that I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, there was, like, a pen or something you got, and you could write in invisible ink, and then, like, they gave you the little rock thing to look through, and you could, like, see what you wrote or drew or
Speaking
whatever.
Speaking of McDonald's, I know Ronald McDonald's listening to this right now. Bring back the peanuts for this ice cream sundaes. I just learned that they took those away. Do you remember, like, they used to give a packet of peanuts to put on your sundae? Or no? Oh my god. They used to do that, and I got a sundae the other day, and there was no peanuts, because apparently they stopped that, and I think that's rude. So, Ronald, fix it.
Maybe... Maybe it's so the nuts aren't so close to, like, everything else for people that are allergic to them. So they're not, like, in close proximity for cross-contamination.
I don't know. I get it.
Everything at McDonald's is cross-contamination.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. No, but it was in a bag. So, like...
I never got Sundays from there, so I...
Oh.
Do not remember.
I did. Let me tell you. I'm just kidding.
So, the dumbwaiter breaks while Wednesday and Enid are in it, and they fall
I
all the way to the...
I died when she put... She used the snood. And Wednesday's like, Enid, just let it be.
I love it when Enid was like, we should wear them matching to class. And Wednesday goes, oh, Enid, this is far too special for something like class.
Yeah.
But they fall all the way to the basement where Wednesday sees that the missing body parts from all of the monster's victims are in the basement. They go back for Tyler and he's like scratched all up in the chest. And then Xavier shows up and is like, what happened?
Wednesday's like, why are you here?
Yeah, Wednesday's like, how do you always show up? Wednesday said, why is it always you three?
I can't believe that she's putting butterfly stitches on these gashes in
these
his chest.
Full on slashed open shoulder. She said, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Like, you know my scar on my nose? I originally put butterfly stitches on them when I got hurt, but then I had to get, like, actually treated, which is what Tyler had to do.
Do you know when they broke my nose, I didn't get it stitched?
Why didn't you get it stitched?
They didn't stitch me at the hospital. They glued it together. And then they just put, they glued it together and they just put like sticky like almost like a butterfly stitch on it and that was it.
Mm-mm. Move on.
I wish they would have stitched me because then they probably would have gotten that piece of bone that's broken off of it that's still in my nose.
Oh, it's okay. I have one too, but it's down here.
Yeah, mine is painful. It's literally right where my sunglasses or glasses sit.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. Well, I don't have
it's a nose. Right here.
Like, oh, wait, that sounds dumb. I don't have a nose. I have a nose.
Lauren's Voldemort, guys. Like,
yeah. You remember when we were wearing masks at Disney?
And yours is
and
just flat on your
face. Mine's just flat on your face. Like, I don't even need a pinch.
I know, it was like you're supposed to pinch it against your nose, and it's just flat.
Like pinching it is gonna do nothing.
Guys, Lauren doesn't have a side profile actually. She's
I don't. It's an insecurity.
So Wednesday goes back to the Gates house with the sheriff and someone cleared out the house. Everything is gone from the basement, the whole altar shrine for Crackstone gone. Wednesday shows Weems the picture that Rowan showed her and explains that she's like, you can go ahead and expel me, whatever, but I'm destined to save the school, so you're probably going to want me around.
Honestly, good for her, like, using her last little piece of leverage to stay in school.
Enid is moving out of their room. Enid is pissed. She said, I literally almost died today. So yeah. Did Tyler. And
I
you
mean,
did
should.
Not even care. Yeah, she's like, you did not even care. We threw you a party. I have tried to be friends with you. And you just proceed to put us in danger. And it's nothing to you. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she has every right to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
I love the shot of Wednesday at the window where...
Because, she sits.
Yeah, because prior to this... I mean, like, obviously, I'm sure there's scenes where she, like, walks on Enid's side for something, just to, like, grab something or look at something, whatever. But yeah. We mostly see her on her side. But when she sits in front of the window after Enid leaves and she's directly in the center. Mm-hmm. So, like, you see that in her own Wednesday way, like, she is really upset that Enid left and she just doesn't want to admit it. Wednesday took the music box from Laurel Gates's room, and there's pictures of her in it. So she's like, who the heck is watching me? That would
scare me so bad.
Like, Laurel, why are you watching me? And then we end the episode. It's also
recent photos.
Yeah. Like, they were just taken within, like, past week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we end the episode with someone pulling the mayor's ventilator. So he's dead this time. He's gone.
Yeah, he's donezo.
He's done for. R.I.P. Mayor Walker. Sorry to Lucas.
Sorry to Lucas Walker.
So we're getting into the nitty gritty now. You got like two episodes left. So what are your thoughts?
I'm pretty excited. Thoughts
and theories right now.
One of the thoughts I was thinking was, I feel like, did they ever say what happened to Tyler? Like, is Tyler's mom dead?
She's dead, yeah.
Okay.
They just never said, like, how she died or, like, what caused anything.
I was wondering. Because Sheriff be tight-lipped about that, so I don't know what I think. I was thinking maybe she went to Nevermore or something. Thornhill, I really can't place it. I know something's gonna come about her. I think it's too obvious for Xavier to be the monster. So I don't think he is.
You think they're leading you in his direction too much?
Yeah. I think Tyler needs to get it together because the man is down too bad.
See, that's what the Xavier thing, that's what this YouTuber that I watched was also like, it can't be Tyler, or it can't be Xavier because, like, they're showing us too much of how it could be Xavier, and it's just too obvious. And then he was like, but then again, that's literally what they did in the first Scream movie, whenever they were like, oh, it's Billy, and then Billy gets arrested, and we're like, oh no, it's not Billy, but then it was Billy.
But it is. Yeah, that's true. Dang it. Now I don't know.
Well, no, it was just funny because, like, he made that comparison. He was like, well, you know, that's exactly what they did in Scream.
I think the only other thing is what I said earlier about the doctor, because when she brought Eugene the flowers, they focused in on them. And then obviously when they were in the room, when they found the flowers fresh. So those are my thoughts. Can't believe there's only two left. But I can't wait because
you're going to be mad after next episode because it's going to end on a cliffhanger.
Dang it. Everyone in my life knows that, like, everyone who knows about the pod knows that we're covering Wednesday, and they keep asking, like, are you done yet? Are you done? Like, no, just be patient and then we can talk about it.
No, the fact that we only have two episodes left is actually wild.
Yeah.
This happened fast, but I mean, obviously it's only eight episodes, so that makes sense, but still.
It happened fast, but also not fast, because I was gone.
We're going to finish, like, 2 weeks before I go to New York.
Oh, good. Then that means we can record National Treasure before that.
In New York. Yes. I'm going to see besties Sam and Tamia there.
Oh, yes. And you're going to FaceTime me.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's all right. I can't think of anything else we need to talk about.
I think so.
All right. Well, in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at @JustForAPodcast. And no spoilers for the last two episodes, please. But we could talk about anything else.
This podcast is distributed on Anchor, which is a podcast app where you can record and distribute podcasts anywhere podcasts are heard, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can leave us a rate and review on either of those two platforms. Another thing you can do on Anchor is leave a voice message. That link is always in the description below, as well as the link to our merch store. And we also have our campsite link in the description always. That just has links to anywhere you can find us. Merch store, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, whatever, even though we haven't posted on our TikTok, so you know what? That's fine.
We will.
But we're on there. We have an account, but we just haven't posted anything on it. So any of those links you guys want to follow, those are in the episode descriptions. And until next week, very merry on birthdays to all of you. Hope you're having a great day. Bye.
Bye.